This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Tuesday, April 2nd. God's word for you today is glorified. Our scripture reading is taken from Matthew chapter 28, verse 5 to 7. And it says, I know you're looking for Jesus who was crucified. He isn't here. He is risen from the dead, just as he said would happen. Come, see where his body was lying. And now, go quickly and tell his disciples that he has risen from the dead. Today, I will tell you a story I like to tell every Easter, as far back as I can remember. The Son of God gave up the ghost. The sun looked away, and there was darkness everywhere. The enemy went to confirm that he was dead, and there was rejoicing in the kingdom of darkness. We got him, they celebrated. Now we can subjugate humanity forever. We took care of their savior. Great work, Judas, they said. Judas had already killed himself and was being tortured in hell. The disciples were confused and they locked themselves up. The women came together to take care of Jesus' body. The men did not even care for his body. They were like, Jesus sold us out. We thought we were going to be ministers, governors, but he just messed us up. That was what they thought, that Jesus was going to be king on earth and they would be his governors. Yes, that is going to happen when he comes back in the millennial rule. That was Friday, day one. Saturday was the longest day ever. It was Sabbath. There was gossip everywhere. Some said, you mean that Jesus is dead? Others said, he was a good man. Some said, don't mind him. He thought he was untouchable. All sorts of things were going on. Jesus was in the grave, dead. Meanwhile, it had been declared a week-long party in hell. But suddenly, they heard footsteps, and it was getting louder. Satan said to a demon, go, check who is there. It was Jesus and David, Ezekiel, Jeremiah, Daniel, and Samson. Did Samson make it? Read your Bible. The demon ran back to Satan to say, it is Jesus. And as he mentioned the name Jesus, everywhere scattered, Satan somersaulted. I told you not to mention that name here, but it cannot be him. We killed him, buried him, and secured his tomb. Didn't we? Is the gate locked? Yes, sir, locked. Is it secured? Very secured. Okay, let's go. Satan and his demons got to the gate, saw Jesus approaching, and knew they were in trouble. Regarding your life, the enemy is in trouble because of the resurrection of Jesus. An angel let out a shout, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? They responded in a shaken voice, the Lord, strong and mighty, the Lord, mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. They protested, who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Psalm 24, verse 7 to 10. Please read. The gates shattered. Jesus smashed the head of Satan and collected the keys of death and hell. He left a triumphant trail on his way to heaven to make atonement for our sins. Jesus is glorified. Let us pray. Our prayer today is a song, and it says, Glory, glory, glory to the Father. Glory, glory, glory to the Son. Glory, glory, glory to the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.